AP Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. Slugging first baseman and Hall of Famer Orlando Cepeda has died at the age of 86. The San Francisco Giants and his family announced the death Friday night, and a moment of silence was held as his photo was shown on the scoreboard at Oracle Park. On the field, the NL East leading Phillies played their first game since finding out two of their stars would miss time on the IL. AP correspondent Dave Ferry has the story from their matchup against the Marlins.
Christopher Sanchez was terrific as the Phillies beat the Marlins 2-0. Sanchez allowed just three hits and no walks with eight strikeouts in his first career complete game. Otto Lopez was the lone Marlin to reach second against Sanchez, who's 6-3 with a 2.41 ERA. Phillies manager Rob Thompson.
I'm so proud of this kid because he's come so far. And now he's a dominant pitcher, really, in Major League Baseball.
Bryson Stott drove in both runs without a hit, delivering an RBI grounder in the fifth and a sacrifice fly in the eighth as the Phillies improved to a Major League best 54-28. The win comes hours after Philadelphia placed Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber on the injured list.
The Yankees entered Friday percentage points behind the Orioles in the battle for the top spot in the AL East. Correspondent John Leatherby reports on their game north of the border against the Blue Jays.
Juan Soto hit a three-run home run off Yusei Kikuchi, and the Yankees walloped Toronto 16-5 at Rogers Center. Soto's shot was his 20th of the season and the sixth, erasing a 3-1 Toronto lead.
And against a guy like that has nasty pitches, definitely knowing that he's going to try to get one right there, definitely I was aggressive.
The Yankees posted a 7-run ninth inning as well as a 6-run sixth.
The Yankees' win meant that the Orioles needed to win also to keep pace, and they got that win with a 2-1 victory over the Rangers. The O's have won three straight after losing five in a row. Colton Cowser homered in the game and says the bounce back from his team is not a surprise.
Staying kind of in the middle all season long is something that it takes to, you know, play 162 of these. And, you know, we have great leadership and a really good clubhouse. So it doesn't really surprise me the way we've responded.
The Mets hit three home runs, including the 17th of the season by Pete Alonso in a 7-2 win over the Astros. St. Louis shut out Cincinnati 1-0. Andre Pallante pitched 5 1/3 innings for the win. Coming up the rest of the night on the diamond, the Sharks select first in the NHL draft. WNBA results, an LPGA star suffers an injury. An NFL prospect is dealing with a health issue. And history was made at the U.S. Senior Open. The Royals were looking to make it back-to-back wins over the AL Central Division leading Guardians in Kansas City. Greg Eklund tells us if they were able to do so.
Back-to-back home runs by Salvador Perez and Hunter Renfro propelled the Kansas City Royals to a 10-3 win over the Cleveland Guardians. Renfro has driven in 15 runs over the last 27 games to give the offense a spark in its current homestand.
You know, we come back here, familiar space, and sleep in your own bed, see your family, kind of rejuvenates the body for sure. So guys are swinging the bat well. Pitching staff's doing a fantastic job for us, and you know, that was a great team over there, and you know, we put it to them a little bit.
The National League Central Division leading Brewers hosted the last place Cubs in Milwaukee. Dave Ferry has this report.
Jackson Churio and Colin Ray led the Brewers to their fifth straight win, 4-2 over the Cubs. Churio erased Milwaukee's two-run deficit in the fourth inning with a grand slam, the Brewers' second in as many games. It came a half inning after Chicago did its scoring. Brewers manager Pat Murphy says Churio is living up to the preseason hype.
He's got a long way to go, but man, you can see why our people decided to sign him long-term.
Ray won for the third time in his last four starts, fanning a season-high 8 and holding the Cubs to 2 runs and 3 hits over 5 1/3 innings. He's 7-2. Jameson Taillon took the loss.
The Padres scored all 9 of their runs in the fifth inning of a 9-2 win over the Red Sox. The Giants beat the Dodgers 5-3 on Brett Wisely's walk-off homer. Tampa Bay was a 3-1 winner over Washington. Jose Siri with a pair of home runs for the Rays. Seattle beat Minnesota 3-2 in 10 innings. Cal Raleigh's fielder's choice brought home the game winner. Atlanta knocked off Pittsburgh 6-1. Austin Riley homered for the Braves. It was the Angels 5, Tigers 2. Logan Ohapi with a 3-run home run for LA. Oakland was a 9-4 winner at Arizona, and the White Sox got past the Rockies 5-3. The Sharks selected Boston University center Macklin Celebrini with the first pick in the NHL draft. The 18-year-old was just the fourth freshman to win the Hobey Baker Award as college hockey's top player. WNBA, the Sun were looking for a win that would move them into a tie with the Liberty atop the Eastern Conference standings. But the Dream had other ideas. Here's correspondent Jane Ferry.
The Dream pulled away in the closing minutes to earn a 78-74 win over the Sun in Connecticut. Alicia Gray led Atlanta's score sheet with 17 points, and Tina Charles added 14 to help their team improve to 7-9. Gray reached 3,000 career points midway through the fourth quarter. She also helped the Dream stay in front by hitting a jumper with 1:44 left and later blocking a three-point attempt.
Just being able to read screens the correct way, it was a point of emphasis in practice, and Coach T helped me a lot on that, just being able to slow down and take my time because I get antsy a lot.
The only other WNBA game had the Mercury beating the Sparks 92-78. LPGA star Nelly Korda says she was bitten by a dog and won't be able to defend her title next week at the Aramco-sponsored Ladies European Tour event in London. An NFL prospect is dealing with a health issue, as correspondent Gethin Kulba details.
University of Cincinnati star defensive lineman Dante Corleone is out indefinitely while being treated for blood clots in his lungs. Corleone, a 6'2", 320-pound junior defensive tackle and NFL prospect, was hospitalized June 14th after complaining of chest discomfort and shortness of breath. He is home recovering with no timetable for return to the team.
56-year-old club pro Frank Benzel became the first player in USGA tournament history to record holes in one on consecutive holes after doing so on Friday at the U.S. Senior Open. Benzel followed his back-to-back aces with four consecutive bogeys and missed the cut with a two-day total of 9 over par. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.